going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Free for All Friday, a warm Friday afternoon, May 16th. Yeah, we're getting toward June, but hey, you know, it can heat up this time of year, too. Bayou Boogaloo is this weekend on the banks of Bayou St. John, and a lot of people are going to be in the bayou actually enjoying this. How deep is Bayou St. John? I mean, I know it's deep enough to cover up a car, because there's big cars in there, and nobody saw the cars, but... How deep is Bayou St. John? Do you know, Coleman?
I'll Google it.
Okay. All right. I mean, you've never been in it. I mean, you've...
No, okay. I have not been in it.
Yeah, I wonder how deep Bayou St. John is. Again, there have been cars in there, so it's deep enough to cover up a car. But a lot of people get in there and rafts and stuff, and it's really quite a scene there at Bayou Boogaloo. And really, it's a lot of fun if you want to get out and do something.
11 feet.
11 feet deep.
Yeah. It's not that bad, actually.
No, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, your ears start popping sometimes around 10 feet. But I don't know anybody who's doing that. Anybody doing any scuba diving in Bayou St. John? Are there any fish in Bayou St. John? I mean, does Bayou St. John connect at all to City Park? To where some of the fish from City Park could get into Bayou St. John? I don't know. I mean, I'm asking questions. I mean, I was born here. I grew up here. And I don't know much about Bayou St. John. Hey, I'm Scoot, and we have been talking about what Bruce Springsteen said at the beginning of his European tour. And we talked about that on the show yesterday. I repeated what he said earlier. And then I read the comments of the president. The president is really PO'd about what Bruce Springsteen said. And the president was really sharp with his criticism. So we're talking about that this afternoon. Also, I want to say this. We talked about this earlier in the week. The child who was injured, the 9-year-old black girl who was injured because two black guys were shooting at each other, she is now declared brain dead. So I don't know what happens at this point, but it's just truly sad. And that day when this news came out, I was outraged that there was not more outrage from black leaders, including our mayor. Because if the two people shooting at each other had been white, and the black girl had been shot, there would have been outrage. So the fact that there's not outrage over this means that there's some degree of tolerance. There's some degree of acceptance to what happened. And that's not acceptable. Councilmember Freddie King did call the show, and he talked a lot about what is wrong, talked about a lot of the problems, and it was really a very compelling conversation. It's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, by the way. I wrote a brief blog about it, but it leads into that segment of the show where Freddie King called in. And it really is a compelling conversation, and I recommend that you check that out. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook, Scoot on the Air Instagram. You can find it at both of those locations. Well, at least, I don't know if it's on Instagram. All right, I know it's on Facebook, and you can comment on it as well. But I'm glad Councilmember Freddie King did call into the show. So coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk about what Kid Rock says is the problem for the low birth rate in America. And it's Free for All Friday. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right. So it's time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. And President Trump says that his Mideast tour has been an endurance test. And he says that he had the endurance for it, and he could do it 10 times over.
This was a little bit of an endurance test. He was just testing to see whether or not I had the endurance. I do very easily. We could have done it 10 times over.
Yeah, well, does he forget about the video that was all over the news? The video of him falling asleep? I think it was like one of the really early meetings in Saudi Arabia. I mean, he was dozing off. I mean, literally dozing off. And that's been all over the place. But you know what? I don't blame him. I'm not going to criticize him for that. It's a long trip. But I mean, don't act like it wasn't tiring because it was. But again, you know, we got a bragger. We got a bragger in the White House. And anytime he can brag, he'll brag. I just don't think that's a it's not a quality that I respect. But you know, that's a different story. So anyway, he was literally falling asleep and closing his eyes and then kind of just dozed off a little. But I don't blame him. I did not criticize the president for that because it was a tiring trip. And you know, you sit there and you know some of that meeting might be boring. And you know, there's all kind of stuff going on. So. But I can see where he would be tired and maybe falling asleep because I thought, you know what, I might be in that same situation. All right, the U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments in President Trump's executive order to block children born in the U.S. from becoming citizens, blocking them from becoming citizens if they're born here, if their parents are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily.
Before the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday was not only President Donald Trump's executive order to deny citizenship to babies born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily, but the issue of one federal judge having the power to issue a nationwide injunction. The High Court seems intent on blocking Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship while looking for a way to scale back nationwide court orders coming from one federal judge. Justice Elena Kagan said birthright citizenship was an odd case to use to scale back nationwide injunctions. Justice Brett Kavanaugh pressed Solicitor General Dijon Sauer on how the federal government might enforce Trump's order.
What do hospitals do with a newborn? What do states do with a newborn?
I don't think they do anything different. What the executive order says in Section 2 is that federal officials do not accept documents that have the wrong designation of citizenship from people who are subject to the executive order.
How are they going to know that?
The Trump administration has complained that judges are overreaching by issuing orders that apply to everyone instead of just the parties before the court. I'm Donna Water.
All right, there's a report out about a new documentary from U2's Bono, and he warns about the risks of war. Bono says, the world has never been closer to a world war in my lifetime.
U2's lead singer is worrying about where the world's heading as he premieres a documentary at the Cannes Film Festival. It's called Bono, Stories of Surrender.
At a time when the world has never been closer to a world war in my lifetime.
Bono tells the AP he's bothered the Trump administration's taken pleasure in defacing institutions like USAID that brought people out of poverty and kept kids alive longer.
Remarkable jumps in, you know, human the quality of life for human beings.
He says globalization did very well for the world's poor, and the kind of nationalism Trump espouses is not what the world needs. It's a beautiful day. Still, Bono says he has faith.
I feel we'll figure a way out of this.
I'm Sagar Megan.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has opened a criminal investigation into rape and sexual allegations against Smokey Robinson.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has opened a criminal investigation into rape and sexual assault allegations against Motown great Smokey Robinson. Four former housekeepers of Robinson have filed a lawsuit seeking at least $50 million in damages. The women say that Robinson would wait until he's alone with them in his Los Angeles house and then assault them between 2007 to 2024. The women say that they did not originally come forward due to fear of retaliation, public humiliation, and harm to their immigration status. Robinson's lawyer has previously called the allegations vile and false. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wow. All right. Four West African men who were part of an international sextortion scheme with thousands of victims have been hit with criminal charges 3 years after a California teen died by suicide after being targeted.
3 years after a California teenager died by suicide, four men in West Africa have been arrested on suspicion of participating in what investigators are calling an international sextortion scheme that targeted people in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Federal prosecutors say the 17-year-old had corresponded online with someone he believed to be a young woman who then sent him explicit photos. The teen reciprocated with similar photos of himself and was immediately hit with a blackmail demand. Terrified the photos would be exposed, the boy killed himself. Authorities say the group targeted thousands of victims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And a life-size statue of the First Lady, Melania Trump, has been ripped off its perch. I mean, literally ripped off the perch. They've stolen off the perch in her native Slovenia. Yeah, they had a statue of Melania Trump on this perch in Slovenia, and somebody stole it. Now, look, you know, they make very life-size, very realistic sex dolls. You know, you don't need to be stealing a life-size statue of Melania Trump. All right, that's it for Scoot's news briefs. We're going to talk about Kid Rock here in just a moment. But let me mention something about my niece's son, Luke, who goes to a private religious-based school. And I'm not going to name the school. But poor Luke, man. Luke wants to be kind of like Uncle Scoot. You know, he wants his hair longer. And it's cool that he wants his hair longer. But, and he wants his hair longer, not just because of me, but, you know, he just wants his hair to be longer. And the school's making him cut it. And he's had to cut it a couple of times. And he's like in a talent show, so he had to cut his hair. And I'm just thinking, it's 2025. I mean, what is more senseless than telling kids they have to cut their damn hair? I mean, what does this have to do with anything? I mean, I can't believe that there are, I guess, you know, there are some, you know, still very staunchy members of the baby boomer generation who, as a generation collectively, you know, fought for long hair because the Beatles and the whole British invasion inspired long hair in our country. You know, we fought for this. And now that we're the establishment, there's still like baby boomers who are like, you know, making kids cut their hair in school. I mean, there's nothing about long hair that is going to be detrimental to a student at school. It's a style. It's fashionable. It's I mean, this is so archaic. This thinking is so archaic that I can't believe it exists in 2025. I'm surprised. And I know my niece's son is not the only one, you know, and in these private schools, why are you so retentive? Why are you so uptight that kids can't have long hair? I mean, what is the reason? There's no it's a distraction. Are you kidding me? Long hair is not a distraction. And if you can't focus on the work, if long hair is going to be a distraction, you better, in school, you better get used to distractions. Because let me tell you something, there are distractions in the workplace. You're distracted all the time. And you have no idea who you're going to be working with. And so people in the workplace, they might have piercings, they might have tattoos, they might have wild blue, purple hair. And you got to deal with those distractions.
Well, Scoot, what would you say to those that would say it's a health issue concerning lice? Like maybe they're trying to prevent a lice outbreak in school.
You can have lice if you have short hair. So, I mean, I don't think that's a fair, you know, a fair thing. But I mean, it's something that somebody might bring up. But I don't think that's legitimate because, you know, lice don't just go to long hair. Lice go to hair. I mean, if you're the size of lice, I mean, even a crew cut's like long hair, you know, for the little lice, for the little things. No, anyway, I've never had lice. God, thank God. Just seems like such a horrible problem. But I don't understand in 2025 why this is even coming up. But it is. And I can't imagine how uptight some people must be for them to think that we've got to get these kids to cut their hair short. I mean, what you think you want every kid to look like, you know, like this pure little kid? Let me tell you something. Jeffrey Dahmer had short hair. Ted Bundy had short hair. A lot of very horrible people have short hair. Sean Diddy Combs has short hair. I can list a lot of very bad people that have short hair. So the length of somebody's hair doesn't matter. And, you know, I think young people deserve to have that freedom of having their hair the way they want it. And I just, again, you know, I grew up with this and I figured one day this is going to go away. But in some places, it hasn't gone away. It's gone away in public schools, but some places there are still people who are so uptight that, you know, kids can't have long hair. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Okay, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls. Also, Coleman's going to do some of your text messages coming up. Kid Rock told Fox News that he understands why America has a low birth rate. He's got the answer. And we're going to share that with you coming up here. I mean, at least it's nice to know that we have an answer. But there's a problem with his answer. There's a big problem with the answer. And we'll get into that. I'm Scoot, Free for All Friday on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I love this song. This is Kid Rock. It's a great song. Kid Rock, really talented. I like Kid Rock. I don't agree with his politics, but I like his music. You know, if I went to a Kid Rock concert and he started, saying all kind of stuff that I disagreed with, I might go get, I might take a bathroom break, but I'm not going to leave the concert. I'll just come back, and he's entitled to his opinion, and, you know, so what? I'm not going to be a snowflake. I'm going to stay right there. All right, Kid Rock was on Fox News. He was on with Jesse Waters, and Jesse Waters played a clip of a group of liberal protesters. And Jesse Waters said to Kid Rock, when you play your concerts, do you see anybody with blue hair, armpit hair, female armpit hair? Some of these people we're looking at, Kid, I don't know. And Kid Rock says, listen, I was just watching your clips, and we have a low birth rate in America, and it all made sense. It just hit me right now. We have a low birth rate because who's going to sleep with these ugly-ass, broke, crazy, deranged, TDS liberal women? He said, I mean, look at these rallies. It's like a bunch of women with that no guy would sleep with, and a bunch of dudes they want to sleep with each other. Well, first of all, you know, people who go to a protest are not a cross-section of America. I don't care whether it's a right-wing protest or a liberal protest. People who go to protest are not average people. But there's something wrong with Kid Rock's statement. Kid Rock is basically saying that the only women out there to have sex with are ugly-ass, broke, crazy, deranged TDS liberal women? Where are the conservative women? Are they not out there? Are there not liberal women that guys want to sleep with? And what if Sofia Vergara? She might be liberal. What if she's liberal? How many guys fantasize about her? Man, I guarantee you there are a lot of guys that would love to have sex with a lot of women who are liberal. You just don't want to hear about their politics. I mean, what if people were like some artist, and like in the middle of a physical activity, you know, they just take a break and start talking about politics? I mean, would you get up and leave, or would you stay and wait till the end? Anyway, yeah, kid, look, dude, I like your music, but this is stupid. But Kid Rock is playing to the audience. He's playing to the Fox audience. Because, again, there are conservative women out there to boink. And there are ugly ass, broke, crazy, deranged, TDS, Trump delusional syndrome conservative women out there that you can boink and you can have children with. So kind of a ridiculous statement. All right, Free for All Friday. If you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to go to Coleman to get some of your text here in just a moment. Let's go to Larry. Larry, you're on WWL.
Hello?
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, it's cool.
Larry, turn your radio down. Just listen to me on the phone, okay?
No, I think this is GPS.
Oh, it's his GPS? Where are you headed, Larry?
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Where are you headed?
I'm headed home now. I just came from
Costco. Wait a minute. Wait, you need your GPS to get home?
Yes.
You need your GPS to get home?
Yes. I have them quite often in New Orleans.
You don't know where you live?
Yeah, I know where I live.
Well, Larry, I would like to say maybe you should pull over and take the call instead of driving and take your hands free.
Why do you need the GPS to get home?
Okay, I'm going to pull over. Okay. I'm going to pull over in a minute. I'm pulling over right now.
All right. Yeah, I need to get home. I need to put in my GPS.
I was in an error and I didn't know where I was.
Okay. All right, Larry. Look, sometimes we all need a GPS to tell us where we are and where we're going. I get it.
Yes. It's cool.
Okay, yeah.
I was calling you because you said that the black people were not outraged about the 9-year-old young girl.
No, that's not what I said.
You said you didn't see the outrage.
No, I didn't say that, though. What I said was, where's the outrage from the black leaders? I know there's outrage. I know there's outrage in the black community. But the black leaders don't want to criticize the black community, so they're not as quick to criticize blacks shooting at each other that end up causing a 9-year-old girl to be brain dead who got hit by a stray bullet. They're not as quick to criticize those people as they would be if the shooters were white. That was my point. It was about the black leaders. It's not about the black community, because I know they're outraged.
What do you expect them to do? To burn things down? To flip cars over like we used to do? What do you expect them to do? They are outraged.
Well, I don't hear it. I was the guy who was outraged, and I'm a white guy on the radio. And where's the mayor? And where are people talking about the behavior that leads to this behavior of just shooting at each other, and end up killing she's brain dead. End up shooting this 9-year-old girl. I didn't hear the outrage from the black leaders, and I thought that was sad.
Well, there is a lot of outrage from leaders. You just don't hear it.
Well, if I don't hear it, a hell of a lot of other people don't hear it, and there needs to be outrage over this, because if the shooters were white, there would be outrage, and it shouldn't matter whether they're white or black, it's still a tragedy.
Maybe if we would burn down some businesses and flip up some cars, then you would hear it.
Larry, don't be stupid. Seriously.
Yeah, You hear about that?
No, don't be stupid. Don't. Look, stop excusing the black leaders that don't comment on this. They're not commenting. There is something that leads to two young people constantly. This happens constantly. There's something that leads to two young people shooting at each other, and that's not addressed if they're black. If they're white, it's addressed. And that's a problem.
All right. I understand you.
All right, Larry. Listen, but I appreciate your input. I do. And I know you're outraged. And when you say, what do I want them to do? I'm not saying that the problem is easily solved. I'm not saying that it's not an easy problem to solve. And listen to my conversation with Councilmember Freddie King. It's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And there's a blog that goes along with it. But listen to that conversation and what he said about young incarcerated people, these young people who say they didn't have a father, they didn't have a male figure in their life, they don't have clothes to wear to school, they're embarrassed to go to school because they don't have clothes. Where is the money that the mother is getting from the government to raise the child? Why doesn't the child have clothes? Because maybe the mother's on drugs? Why can't this be criticized? It's not. I don't hear Mayor Cantrell talking about this. I don't hear black leaders talking about this. I'm not stupid, and I'm kind of aware of things going on. I mean, I'm in this business. But I don't hear that in the news. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that there are young people that don't have clothes to wear to school. This is America. That should not be. And I'm going to get with Councilmember King. I have got a closet. I've got too many clothes. And I'm going to give some of my clothes. I'm going to give a lot of my clothes away. I've got a lot. I've got a ton of shoes. I've got so many shoes that they don't even fit in my closet. I can't even fit all my shoes in the closet. Some of them are outside in the bedroom. I love shoes. But I'm going to give some of those shoes away. And as I said this week with my clothes, I'm sure there's some African-American males who are in touch with their feminine side who would like my clothes. You think, Coleman? There would be some African men who are in touch with their clothes, young guys?
I'm more concerned about the size.
All right. Okay. Maybe there's some young females that would like my clothes.
Yeah, maybe. Because I'm thinking about the size differential.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, maybe teenagers. I mean, there's some teenagers that would be, you know, my size, I would think. But anyway, I've got a lot of clothes. I'm gonna give some clothes away. I'm gonna give away everything I can. And because I mean, that's a little thing. That's just a small thing that I can do. That's not going to solve the problem. And people are not going to listen to me. But more can be done if black leaders like the mayor, she's planning her next trip. More could be done if our African American female mayor would address these issues more consistently, because this happens all the time. In fact, it happens so often that it's like, oh, okay, two black guys shooting at each other, an innocent person is shot and killed. Okay, what are you doing tonight? What do you want to do? Where do you want to hang out? I mean, those are conversations. I mean, that's kind of like the attitude, and I think it's pathetic. It's just, it breaks my heart. It's sad. I mean, young people in America don't have clothes. The government's giving these women money to buy clothes for their kids, and the kids don't have clothes. That's not fair to the kids. It's not fair. It's not fair to the kids. And there should be more outrage over this. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I mean, we're all in this together, you know, we're all the same. I don't care whether it's two white kids, two black kids, a young white girl or black girl shot. It shouldn't happen. But I guarantee you, if it were two white guys and the black girl was shot, there would be outrage from our mayor. So what, she doesn't care that it's two black guys shooting at each other? She doesn't care about that? Is she so, and I'm not just picking on the mayor, but all the black leaders, are they so afraid to criticize people that they share the skin color with? Are they so afraid to criticize them? Can you not criticize that part of the population? Yes, you can, and you should, and it's okay. And the silence is what vicariously and tacitly supports the behavior, and nothing changes. I mean, even white people can play funky music. So we're kind of all in this together, right? I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It is Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL in New Orleans. Sorry, we got a lot of calls to get to, and we do have to get to some of your text messages. And I've got to get to some of the comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. We canceled, blocked somebody on the show this week. Well, we blocked them on the air. We blocked them on Facebook. Because this person, it's not that they disagreed with me. It's just that it was just relentless misinformation, and some people don't deserve to be on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account. So if you don't deserve to be there, we're gonna block you. Let's go to Arthur in LaPlace. Arthur, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
All right. Scoot?
Yes.
You were talking about Bayou St. John polluted?
Yeah, Bayou Boogaloo's this weekend.
Oh, Boogaloo. I thought you said Bayou St. John.
No, Bayou Boogaloo is on the banks of St. John. It's a festival with bands and music and stuff, but it's on the banks of Bayou St. John.
Okay, so that's in New Orleans.
Yeah, so we were talking about Bayou St. John, and that just doesn't seem like it's the cleanest water in the world.
And the water is moving all the time.
It is?
The water is moving. Yes, sir. It moves all the time. It's regulated. Because it's regulated, you might not see it moving all the time.
Okay.
It's regulated, so the lagoons and City Park,
yeah,
they get their water from Bayou St. John.
Okay, so
Bayou St. John gets their water from the lake.
So it's not polluted?
No, that water moves all the time.
Really?
It goes in a lake, and they got a pipe that feeds the lagoons, all the lagoons in City Park.
Okay.
The water in City Park and the lagoons goes out to the old Orleans Canal.
Wow.
Well, and the other part of Bayou St. John drains out to the same canal over by Poor Boy. I can't take the name of the restaurant. I lived around there all my life. Parkway Bakery?
Parkway.
It goes right out of by the end of Bayou St. John, but Jefferson Davis.
All right, so Lake Pontchartrain feeds Bayou St. John, and Bayou St. John goes to City Park lagoons.
Right, the water in the bayou goes into the lagoons in Bayou St. John. They keep the water. That's where they get the water from. If there wasn't by St. John, they couldn't get no water. It
really?
It would be just rainwater. Yeah,
wow.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate that information. I've learned more about Bayou St. John during this show than I have all my life living here.
Yeah, I'm 89 years old, so wow. I was born and raised around in Parkway Bakery.
Well, you're never too old to listen to this show. You're never too old to listen.
I got one more thing to say.
Okay.
The father that was talking about the two sons?
Yeah.
Which one he loves most?
Yeah, I don't know. That would have been a good question. Yeah. Arthur, I appreciate your call. Love your experience. I got to get to a break. I've got so many people to get to. If you're on hold, please forgive me. Try to be understanding. And hang on. We'll get to your calls. And also, we've got some text to get to. I'll just read a quick one for you here. Here's a text that says, let's see. Scoot, it's not a VIN number. It's just a VIN. Vehicle identification number. Okay, so in the commercial, I'll stop saying VIN number. You know, it's amazing. I'm telling you, people will just correct the slightest little thing. I say VIN number because I've always said that. And I think people know what I'm talking
somebody
about.
Somebody gave me credit for saying ATM machine. But it's like, no, the M it means machine, so you don't have to say ATM machine or the back of the debit card.
It's the CVC code.
Like, no, you don't have to say the CVC code. It's just CV code. It's like, all right. You know what I mean.
I might slip and say VIN number, but I'm going to try to correct that, and I'll just say the VIN, because I like to be correct. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. Calls, text coming up. We still have a lot to get to. You know, we can talk a little bit about this, but Pope Leo was asked, do you have any messages for America? And he answered with one word. He said, many. And, you know, I guarantee you, one of his messages would be, you know what? Find clothes for the kids. There should not be young people who are embarrassed to go to school because they don't have any clothes to wear to school. And then one person that council member Freddie King was talking about, one person in particular said she wasn't going to school for a month. Her mother never checked on her and the school never checked on her. And I guess she went back on her own, but she was just walking the streets. You know, if we didn't go to school, they found out about it. They made us go to school. You got to go to school. You got to go to school. But this is what leads to crime. And so why didn't the mother check up on this kid? Why didn't the school check up on this kid? So these are all of the problems that could be corrected. They're all correctable. All right. Again, more of your calls and texts are coming up. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 1964. Okay, look, several months. The Beatles arrived in February. So here it is, May the 16th. You know, the Beatles were still on the charts, but on this day in 1964, this was the number one song in America. Stayed there for 2 weeks. My guy, Mary Wells. So yeah, we were still grooving to R&B stuff even after the Beatles hit America. We'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA rock culture calendar on this day in 1990, Sammy Davis Jr. passed away, complications from throat cancer. He was a big smoker, and I don't ever remember seeing Sammy Davis Jr. without a cigarette in his hand. He died at the age of 64. He was one of the most popular entertainers in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, for those of us who watched All in the Family back in the day, that episode where Sammy Davis Jr. Had been in Archie's cab and, I don't know, left something. Anyway, came back. He ended up taking a picture. He kissed Archie. And for Archie to be kissed by a black man was like a, you know, big deal back then. But this was his number one hit, The Candyman. All right. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to talk about the 8 subtle traits of people with a low IQ. You may know some of these people. And when you hear some of these traits, I know you're going to say, okay, I'm thinking about that person. I'm thinking about that person. I'm thinking about that person in my family. So what are the subtle traits of having a low IQ? I think some of these people are posting on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account. All right, we're coming back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.